Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in Mark chapter 8. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. This is God's word. So today in our Holy Gospel, Jesus feeds a crowd. And he does it with a little bit of food. It's a miracle. I'm going to kind of call on all of you who have a little bit of Sunday school behind you. You learned your Bible stories as a kid. I want to know if anything sounded off about this story. The way we normally hear this story is that Jesus feeds 5,000 people, not 4,000. And that he feeds them with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, not 7 loaves of bread and a few fish. And we read that there are 12 baskets left over, not 7. It's the same sort of story, but everything seems kind of off in it. Was this because the Bible is contradicting itself in places? In one place it says 5,000, another place it says 4,000. One place it says 7 loaves, another place it says 5. No. Jesus did this miracle twice. Maybe he did it more for all we know. I mean, he had crowds following him who would have needed to eat. But we do know that on at least 2 occasions, Jesus took a little bit of bread and a little bit of fish and fed a big crowd. On one occasion, it was 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. And there were 12 baskets left over. On this occasion, again he has a crowd. 7 loaves, a few little fish. Feeds 4,000. And there are 7 baskets left over. Very, very similar accounts. Now, keeping in mind that Jesus did this twice. And in Mark's gospel, and Mark tells his gospel chronologically, so there's no reason to believe that chapter 6 happened before chapter 8. In chapter 6, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Now here in chapter 8, he feeds the 4,000. I want you to notice what the disciples say in verse 4. His disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And I'm left wondering if we need to nominate these disciples for the morons of the year. How can you ask, "How can we feed people with bread in this desolate place?" when you people watched him do it 2 chapters ago. Now, we don't know how much time there was between chapter 6 and chapter 8. But somehow, these disciples had forgotten that Jesus can feed a crowd with a little bit of food. How could the disciples forget that? How can they even ask, "Lord, how can anyone feed these people with bread in this desolate place? How can that even happen?" Of course, we shouldn't be too hard on the disciples. You know where this usually goes. When the disciples seem to do something stupid, when they seem to do something brainless, we need to remember that those disciples are us. They were the first ones called to follow Jesus. We're just the latest. You see, God's people have a way of forgetting the good things that he does and the good things that he gives them. Let's go all the way back to our Old Testament reading, which happens in the very beginning, Genesis chapter 2. God creates a garden in which the man is to live and care for the animals. God fills the garden with trees, with lush fruit on all of them. And he tells the man, you may eat any of the fruit in this garden, any fruit from any tree, except one, right? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From that tree, you may not eat, or you will surely die. How well did Adam listen? How well did Adam remember? How well did Adam remember that he had a garden full of food? He had no shortage of what he needed on a daily basis. And in chapter 3, when Eve is confronted by the serpent, she tells the serpent, God said we can eat any of the fruit, we just can't eat the fruit from that tree, or we will die. Even though they had been told, even though there was an abundance in front of them, God's people forget that he is good. He is merciful. Or as he's described by our gospel today, he is compassionate. Have you forgotten that your Lord is compassionate? I know it seems like week in and week out, I kind of paint every biblical text in light of COVID-19 and racial unrest in a divided country. But it is kind of on all of our minds lately. How many of us have thought that somehow God has not given us enough over these last few months, over the years, over our lifetime? Because sinful people forget that God gives us good things. And we are those sinful people. And we are those people to whom he has given good things. Last week we looked at the Ten Commandments, and I talked about the importance to remember those Ten Commandments as you learn them in the catechism way back when. Tonight I want to invite you to remember the first part of the Apostles' Creed, which we said a moment ago. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Luther says, what does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He's given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily gives me all that I need to support this body and life. Now, we go through all those things that God gives us. Body and soul, food and drink, house and home, all that we have. And I want to ask you, at any point in your life, has God failed to give you an abundance of what you need? I mean, we are here this morning, right? Clothed and fed and sheltered to which we can return on this rainy morning. None of us are going to go outside and wander around in the rain with no place else to go. We have a Lord who takes care of us, who uses us to take care of others, to give daily bread to people in our community who have trouble accessing daily bread. Has God failed to give us what we need in body and soul? And beyond that, has he failed to give us forgiveness of sins? Has he failed to give us his word? Has he failed to hold the gospel before us and say the blood of Jesus takes away all our sin? Has he failed to hold before us the assurance of eternal life with him? He has not. He gives abundantly. But sinful people forget that, don't we? That we have a God who gives us not just what we need, but more than enough. He gives us enough that we can turn and share with others. There is so much of his love, his mercy, his care, his compassion. Jesus looked at that crowd that day that was hungry, and he said, I have compassion. compassion on them. The Bible has a really neat way of describing compassion. You might think compassion is like, I feel sorry for someone. That's not what Jesus had. The word there that our English Bible says, have compassion, literally means to be torn up from the inside out over something. To literally have inner pain and anguish in your guts over a thing. To literally be sick over something. When Jesus has compassion, it's not just to say, oh, that's unfortunate. Maybe I could do something for that. He aches. He hurts. He suffers for those on whom he has compassion. He fed those people that day out of a great, great love. A love that we struggle to comprehend. And he loves you and me with that very, very same love. He has compassion on us that comes right from the gut of him. After all, he was lifted upon the cross and nailed there to die, and the spear pierced his side, and what happened? His gut literally poured forth blood and water. The blood that he sheds for you and me. His compassion that he pours out on us to take away sin and to promise us that we will have what we need. Today, dear friends in Jesus, we come forward to be fed by bread. Not just the daily bread we have received that has brought us to this day, but the bread that is Jesus' body. Body joined to bread, blood joined to wine to feed us. He doesn't just give us a pinprick of himself or a flesh wound of himself. He gives us all of himself. He bows his head in death, pours out his lifeblood for you into your very mouths this day to feed you and nourish you. He gives you more than enough compassion, love, forgiveness, salvation, and it is yours because that's how your Lord has loved you. He gives you more than enough, even when you forget it. Even when you forget that you are God's beloved child, that he will care for you, that he will give you what you need from day to day, he always remains there, forgiving, ready to pour out compassion. So like those disciples, those clueless, blockheaded disciples. That's us. We forget that Jesus is a compassionate Lord. But he remains compassionate. He pours out his love, pours out his mercy, pours compassion on you today and for always. Dear friends in Jesus, you have more than enough from your compassionate Lord who has loved you to the very end of his life and then taken it back up again that you might always be fed and nourished in him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.